Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know what I'll tell you? Lonzo lectures me sometimes because I say that I feel like I've seen everything there is to see in sports sometimes. And he's like, Mark, that is the most depressing thing I've ever heard in my life. How can you say that? Why even play sports if you've seen all that there is to see? Folks, sadly, when you've been around the block a time or 10, you get to the point where you feel like you've seen sometimes all there is to see. Until Davis Petty comes along. Folks, I'm really excited to introduce you to one of the brightest young stars in our area here in the upstate. Davis Petty is a 9-year-old golfer from Spartanburg, and he won the trophy at the 2020 U.S. Kids World Golf Championships. Okay? The best golfer in the nation, age 9 years old and under. And Davis Petty joins us right now. You guys know if you listen to the show, we do a local sports spotlight segment every Wednesday right at 4 p.m. And our guest today is Davis Petty, a privilege and an honor to be joined by him right now. Davis, thanks so much for making the time to join us on the show today, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Man, I love the excitement in your voice. I love the excitement in your voice. So you won the 2020 U.S. Kids Golf World Championship, and you were fourth place in that last year. This year, you brought home the trophy. What was the difference last year to this year?
Well, you know, I felt a little more, a little more confident, and I knew kind of what was going on in my field, and, you know, I knew I had a shot going into the beginning, but really, it was just whoever was going to play smarter golf.
I'm having the realization, folks, that a 9-year-old is smarter than me, and this is not a good feeling to have. Davis Petty is joining us on the show right now. He just sounds incredibly, incredibly bright. So, Davis, that is an amazing accomplishment, man. And it's really cool to be able to tell your story. You're a rising fourth grader at Pine Street Elementary. You're a member of the Creek Golf Club and the Musgrove Mill Golf Club. And you take lessons from PGA Tour member Chip Ridley. Chip reached out to me to see if I would be interested in having you on, Davis. And I said, absolutely. So tell me about your love for golf, Davis. When did you start playing? And when did you feel like, man, this might be the sport for me?
Well, I started playing I started playing competitively when I was five. And
five.
When I won my first tournament, I knew I was like, hey, I might be able to do this. And, you know, I got a nice little set of clubs and started taking lessons with Chip. And it was just, you know, on from there.
Davis, when I was five, I was learning how to use the restroom. You're learning how to play professional golf. Why didn't I get your genes, Davis? Why didn't I get your genes? You're incredible. this is absolutely incredible, the story that you're telling us right here. So what are your goals, Davis? What do you want to do? Like, who was the guy that you looked up to? And I'm talking like that like you're already grown up, right? You're 9 years old, for crying out loud. But is there a certain player that you watch that motivates you?
Well, my favorite golfer's always been Ricky Fowler, and I started watching golf.
Yeah, that's a really good choice.
I started watching golf ever since I was young, and I have just always seen him as a really, you know, cool dude, and I've always looked up to him.
Lonzo, I love this kid. Love this kid. Davis Petty is joining us right now. 9-year-old golfer from Spartanburg won the 2020 U.S. Kids World Golf Championships. The best golfer in the country, ladies and gentlemen, ages 9 and under, hails from right here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. He's been golfing since 2.5 years old. Did mom or dad have something to do with that, Davis? A golf club in your hand at 2.5? Did you ever tell them you didn't want to play?
No, sir. My dad was a really good baseball player. He went on to play at Lander, and they got me a plastic bat and plastic ball because that's what they thought I was going to do. And I started, you know, setting the ball down and swinging it like a golf club. And they finally, when I was about 4 or 5, they got me a little U.S. Kids golf set. And you know, I was just started hitting it pretty good and in my yard. And we finally went out to the Creek Golf Club, and I got my first lesson with Chip.
So they gave you a plastic bat and a plastic ball. That's a baseball bat, right?
Yes, sir.
That you're talking about. And you put the ball on the ground, and you're hitting it like it's a golf ball. And they're like, wait just a minute here. We might have something different on our hands here. So look, Davis, I'm wondering, what I don't want to have happen to you is that you get burnt out. You ever heard that phrase, burnt out? You know what that means, Davis, to get burnt out on something? What does it mean to you? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I want to practice every day and get 1% better every day. And my goal is to never really get burnt out. I just, you know, I think I got to commit and commit and commit.
Lonzo, I hope you timestamp this interview because I feel like we're talking to the next Tiger Woods here. You know, like this is unbelievable. I have never heard a 9-year-old, Davis, speak the way that you're speaking. This is unbelievable. Your parents are doing a wonderful job with you, and you are an incredibly impressive young man. Do you know that?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You got it. You got it. So you've won back-to-back South Carolina State 9-and-under championships. You've also won the North Carolina, South Carolina U.S. Kids State Championship last year. You drive the ball approximately 210 yards. What? 210 yards, Davis. Davis, you need to quit slacking, okay? I'm getting tired of all your slacking and all these awards, okay? I need you to work a little bit harder, all right? I'm joking. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell me what it's like to take lessons from Chip Ridley. Chip reached out to me and said, Mark, would you be interested in having Davis on your show? And I said, absolutely I would. So tell me about your work with Chip.
Well, you know, when I first really started, I mean, I wasn't like, I'm going to do this for a living. And I took a lesson and I was hitting it like a regular 5-year-old. And then I started getting better and better with Chip. And I was like, hey, I might want to do this. And I've always been, you know, committed and wanting to do it ever since.
That's amazing. So your plan right now, you're in the fourth grade. You want to continue to play, you want to make the high school team, and then you want to be on the PGA Tour someday?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. What is your favorite golf course?
My favorite golf course in the world probably would be Pinehurst number 2.
Why is that?
Because that's always been my dream to play there.
I'll tell you a little secret, Davis. I channeled my inner 9-year-old a couple weeks ago. So 2 weeks ago Monday, I took a day off, drove down to Augusta, Georgia, never seen it before, and I wanted to see the Masters golf course. Now, sadly, Davis, I get there, and all the gates are closed. Like, not only are the gates are closed, but they put, like, tarps over all the fencing, so you can't even see through the fencing where the Masters is. And I was like, well, I didn't come all this way not to see Augusta National, right? I didn't come all this way for that. So I parked my car across the street, walked across the street, Davis, and I peered through the fence just so I could see Augusta National. And I felt like a little kid again, man. I felt like a little kid. It was an unbelievable experience. So I hope you have the chance to get to see that course as well. What do you think about playing in the Masters someday?
That'd be just a dream come true. You know, that's always been one of my other dreams, to be on the PGA Tour. But, I mean, I think and hope it'll happen.
You know, in this last 2020 U.S. Kids World Golf Championship, you were 2 over par through 12 holes, Davis. And
yes,
you were 8 shots behind at one point. And isn't it something, Davis, how mental the game of golf is? How did you prevent from getting frustrated at that point when you were 8 shots back at the leader pretty much as soon as the tournament began?
Well, you know, I mean, I knew I wasn't playing my best golf, and yeah, he just posted a score, and I was like, okay, let's go. And I, you know, ended up shooting 3 under that day, which really gave me some confidence in going into the second and third round, which that's why I think I won.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So what was it? Did you have the sense that you were going to win this thing? Like, did you feel it in your gut that I'm the best golfer here?
After the first day, I pretty much knew, and I felt really good about it because I loved where I standed, and I was playing with, at the time, the best golfer in the world, and I was, you know, I was prepared and mentally ready.
How are you at mini golf?
Oh, boy. Oh, well.
Yeah, see, I'm sensing a weakness here, Davis. I'm sensing a weakness. I'm sensing a chance to beat you at something.
Well, I mean, I hadn't played mini golf in a while, but, you know, I enjoy it. It's fun.
It's fun, right? It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun indeed. Davis Petty is joining us on the show right now from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Davis, what is next for you? Like, what's the next big tournament that you have coming up?
Well, I have State coming up, and I have the Jekyll Island Cup in Jekyll Island, Georgia. And States in at Carolina Springs Golf Club.
Okay. And what's that like? That crowns the best golfer in the state of South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got you. When is that?
2 weeks.
2 weeks from right now. 2 weeks. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Folks, his name is Davis Petty. If you haven't heard of him, you will. He's the best golfer in the United States of America in the U.S. kids under 9 years old division. And he was in fourth place as an 8-year-old, won it as a 9-year-old. What is the next division up there, Davis? I mean, do you now get to play in the under 10, or is it under 12 now? How does that work?
Well, they go 6 and under, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, so you're in the 10 and under this year, and you get a chance to defend your national championship. How do you feel about that?
I feel good, you know. It's giving me a pretty good challenge, you know, to defend my title.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. Davis, I consider you the most impressive young man I've ever spoken to. Thank you so much. It was an honor to have you on the show today, and I hope we can have you on here as you continue your amazing career.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. You got it. Davis Petty. You know, what you're hearing right now by my silence is the mind-blown emoji.
You are totally shocked. That's hilarious.
Lonzo, I am so impressed with that young man.
You know what? You know what I've learned? I have learned that golfers start talking the way golfers talk at an early age. Because he's already talking like someone being interviewed on the PGA about, you know, how well he's doing and all that kind of stuff. He sounds just like one of those.
He's like, yeah, when I started playing competitively at the age of 5. Yeah, when I was learning how to use the restroom at the age of 5, unbelievable. Unbelievable kid. And I have a feeling, guys, you know, when we start doing these segments that you hear sometimes on this show, most famous athletes from the upstate, double his age, get him to 18 years of age, we're going to start talking about Davis Petty as perhaps in the Zion, Kevin Garnett category of athlete from this area. It's really, really exciting. And he's got a plan so he doesn't even get burnt out. It is amazing. He's been playing golf since he's 2.5 years old. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, thanks to Chip Ridley and Douglas Ridley for helping to set up this interview for our local sports spotlights. And the pleasure was ours. Davis, congratulations, my friend. We are proud of you. And we look forward to seeing everything that you have coming to you here moving forward in the future. All right, coming up next, what if I give you some picks, some betting advice on some of the biggest games coming up in college football? That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we do have some breaking news here on the show. Breaking news on ESPN Upstate is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Here is the breaking news, and it's exciting breaking news. The college football playoff has announced schedule changes to the 2020-2021 season, and here we go. Selection day is going to be December 20th. We've seen a few of the Power 5 conferences move their conference championship games to December 19th. The playoff semifinals are going to be Friday, January 1st, and then Monday, January 11th will be the college football national championship. You know, Lonzo, it's amazing how sometimes just little news like that, little bits of news can put a smile on your face, but I'm thinking about this, and gosh darn it if I don't love the fact that they're at least having plans to make this happen. Now, to you, Lonzo, just seeing this in your mind, you think that means it's going to happen. I just appreciate the fact that they have a plan for it to happen. I need to be convinced as to how they're going to make this happen. But we've got a playoff date. We've got Selection Day, Selection Sunday, December 20th, the college football playoff, January 1st, and the national championship on January 11th, and Lonzo, I am a happy sports radio show host.
You know, if I recall, it was back in hour one that you were concerned about this, and I told you to be positive and to be happy about it. I'm not taking credit for this. I'm not. But I'm being positive. I'm being happy. I'm looking forward, and here we go. We've got good news. Are we going to get there? Absolutely, we're going to get there. We got to believe that we're going to get there, and I am very, very excited.
I can't tell you, as Lonzo writes, so I can't tell you how we're going to get there, but we're going to get there.
Don't speak for me. We're going to get there because we're going to get there. It's not about how you get there. It's the fact that you get there.
Listen, I appreciate the positivity. I just wish there was a little bit more behind it.
You start out the segment, you're excited about this breaking news, and then you just go negative before you can.
I'm a realist here. I'm a realist. I want this to happen. I want this to happen. But if you don't have a bubble, I don't know how it can. A texter says, Mark, please have Davis Petty on again. We are adding Davis to our Rolodex, and I look forward to, I think Davis should be like once every few months kind of guest, right? It'll be like he knew us when, sometime down the line, right? I look forward to that. An update on our poll of the day. It is on Twitter right now. Will college football be able to play and finish its season this fall? Now over 100 votes, 59% say no, 41% say yes. So we'll see. I appreciate that Lonzo's in the 41% yes category, man. That's it. Bill Backus emails the show. He says the most punchable face in sports, Mark. This is a good one. Jason Garrett. That is a really good punchable face, actually. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate the email. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All right. Here's what I'd like to do in this segment, all right? I want to give you, I have picked five of the biggest college football games of the year, all right? And I have the betting line for that game. I'm kind of magical like that. I can have betting lines in August before much more is known about these particular contests. However, we do know now that Michigan and Ohio State game is going to be October 24th. It's the first time that game will ever be played before the month of November. So here's what I'd like to do. I'm going to give you my betting advice. And then Lonzo, by way of a cheering section or the Boo Birds, is going to let me know whether he agrees or disagrees with my pick. Now, Lonzo, I'll have you know that you need to account for the point spread here as well. All right, first game up, here we go. UCF versus UNC. Now, I will say that Mack Brown has expressed frustration that he doesn't yet know if they're going to be able to play UCF. He's been ticked about that. He wants to play UCF. UCF is a top 15 team. UNC is a top 20 team in many national publications. UCF, the game is at UCF, and the Knights have been waiting for an opponent like that for quite some time. The Knights are favored over UNC by 2.5 points. The game is at UCF, and that place, you know, their Bright House Network Stadium down there, it bounces. They call it like the bounce house because you can see the camera bouncing around when the crowd is going nuts. They play very well at home. They've tried to get Florida, Florida State, Miami to go there, and frankly, none of them want to, right? Which is a sign as to as to just how good that program is moving forward. But I'm taking UNC. I'm taking UNC, and I'm taking UNC to win this game outright. I think under Mack Brown, those boys are going to be ready. I think Sam Howell is one of the best quarterbacks in the country, or a returning sophomore. And I think UNC realizes what it has at stake this year. Look, the reality is UCF is as big a game for UNC as UNC is for UCF. Because, let's be honest, the reputation of the ACC is not all that. But I think UNC goes to UCF and shuts up Josh Heupel and the Knights in a major fashion, and I think UNC starts the year 1-0. Why, Lonzo? Why?
Because UNC is on its way up, and they're looking really good, and I'm sorry, I've never really believed in UCF. So
Are you sorry, Lonzo? Are you sorry about that? No? Yes? No? I don't know.
All right. I'm not sorry. You're absolutely right, Mark.
Okay.
Thank you.
LSU at Florida. The line is Florida minus 2. Florida's only getting 2 points in this game? Florida gets LSU at home. LSU does not have Joe Burrow. LSU does not have Justin Jefferson. LSU does not have Christian Fulton. Give me Florida at home by at least a field goal over LSU. And, yeah, I realize I'm a Gator homer, but come on now. At home, no Joe Burrow. Give me the Gators.
Yeah, so you're probably surprised that I'm cheering this,
yeah,
but
I
absolutely agree with you. We have no idea what LSU has. We don't, and it isn't like there have been practices or anything to get an idea about what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, you know what you get with Florida. We don't know what we have with LSU, so I agree with you.
This year and this dynamic hurts the teams that have new pieces more than anybody else. And so, you know, I think, unfortunately, people might be saying at the end of this year, oh, man, LSU 7-5, LSU 8-4. They weren't what we thought they were. No, man. They have a bunch of new pieces. They haven't been able to practice. Florida has everybody coming back, senior quarterback coming back, a bunch of returning receivers and running backs and offensive linemen. This is a mismatch in Florida's favor. Florida could win this game by double digits, but two for me is pretty easy. Next up, Michigan at Ohio State. In a rivalry game, tough to relinquish more than a touchdown, but the line on this one is Ohio State minus 8.5. Naturally, in a rivalry game, I have to go with the underdog. Just kidding. I think this game, this is going to be a statement game for Ryan Day. I think this game begins the Jim Harbaugh retirement talk tour. And I think Ohio State puts one on the Wolverines toward the end of October. Folks, this might be the easiest line that I've had yet. And it's the largest line. UNC, UCF, 2.5 points. LSU, Florida, 2 points. Michigan at Ohio State in the horseshoe. Show me one reason why this game, why we should expect this game to be competitive. I'll wait. Ohio State, lay the 8.5 easily.
Do I really even need to speak on this one? I mean,
because Alonzo, 8.5 points. Do you expect it to be a close game?
Well, I will say this, that with no fans in the stands, you gotta stop with the home field thing. I don't think it exists anymore. At least not this year.
Oh, it matters. So, I think in college football, playing in your stadium matters. Don't you think? You know the field. You know.
You don't want to go to another. And you've even spoken about this. You don't want to go to certain places because you know how the fans are going to act and how they're going to treat you as being from that team. If there's nobody there, how does it affect you anymore? I think it takes away the mystique. I think it takes away home field. But I still think you're right. I think Ohio State wins and wins big.
Next up, Ohio State at Penn State. The line is Penn State minus 1.5. Penn State at home in Happy Valley without a home field advantage is favored by 1.5. Now, when this line came out, we expected it to be a home field advantage, right? So home field advantage in college football is usually worth about 3.5 points, 3.5 points, right? So without the home field advantage, this game might be a pick'em. You're playing it in Happy Valley, and I am going to call the upset here, Lonzo. I'm going to say James Franklin and company get it done against the Buckeyes. You need to pay attention to the recruiting that James Franklin has put forth the last few years. We've had multiple consecutive top 10 recruiting classes now. You're going to start to see that pay dividends on the field for James Franklin and company. This is one of the surprising upsets of the year. Ohio State considered unbeatable in the Big Ten. Unbeatable no more. Penn State with the victory. What a shock, Lonzo.
Yeah, I know. And here's, I would have been a little more concerned if it wasn't for what we just talked about. The whiteout at Penn State is a scary, scary thing. Anytime Ohio State plays there and there's a whiteout, and anytime Ohio State plays there, there is a whiteout because they're smart and it gives them the advantage. But, I mean, if you see dots of white here and there or no white at all, no longer an advantage. The better team is going to win this. The crowd is not going to come into play. Sorry, Penn State, I didn't say I'm sorry. I said sorry, so that doesn't count. In my opinion, Ohio State beats Penn State. I did it again. Gosh, you're in my head now.
You keep doing it. All right. Next game up for bidding, the Red River Rivalry. Can I just call it the Red River Shootout? Will you guys let me call it the Red River Shootout, please? The Red River Shootout, Florida, Texas, and Oklahoma. The line is Oklahoma minus 4.5 points. Here's what makes this interesting. Oklahoma has a brand new quarterback. Texas has a senior returning starter that's been compared to Tim Tebow. Try not to laugh. Sam Ellinger. Tom Herman, this is the pressure's on Tom Herman this year because, you know, Texas fans don't like the idea that the Big 12 is Oklahoma and everybody else, and Texas has been in the everybody else. The line is Oklahoma by 4.5 points. Tricky because, like I said, the quarterback situation, a lot of new faces for Oklahoma. Lonzo, I am going to take Texas, and I will give you the 4.5 points. So if I lose by 4.5 points or less, or if Texas wins, I win the game. I think this is going to be a last possession wins kind of contest this year.
All right,
we were getting along so well.
We were. But I'm going with Oklahoma here. I think we look at the pass and how well Oklahoma has done, and I hate to keep harping on this, but home field doesn't matter in this game. So coaching will, and Tom Herman is not. He's not lived up to the billing of what he was supposed to be, at least not yet. So
Josh Pate was just saying that last week. He was, I think Tom Herman was the coach he wouldn't want to play for.
Yeah, right? I believe he did say that. So I'm going with Vegas here, I guess. So yeah.
And finally, our final game that we are picking here, I had to check this line to make sure I was reading this right. Alabama at LSU. The line is LSU minus one. LSU is favored against Alabama in front of no fans. Folks, this doesn't make any sense to me. Alabama could win this game by 20 this year. You know, Mac Jones, granted, he's no Tua Tagovailoa. I understand that, right? But when you consider the weapons at his disposal, my God, the receivers and the running game and the offensive line, and, you know, you've got incredible players coming back on the defensive side of the ball. I look at this and I don't understand how LSU's favored in the game. I don't think it matters where the game is played. I think Alabama wins this game and wins this game by double digits.
You're absolutely right on this. I don't get why LSU is getting so much love. I love Coach O just like you do, but Joe Burrow is gone and we don't know what they have coming through that door. So we know that Nick Saban's going to have a good team because he always has a good team. Sometimes he has a great team. I'm going with Bama.
Lonzo and I agreed on four out of six. We agreed on that UNC upsets UCF. We agreed that Florida will beat LSU by more than 2 points. We agreed that Ohio State will beat Michigan by more than 8.5 points. We disagreed on Penn State and Ohio State. I'm taking Penn State. And we disagreed on the Red River rivalry. I'm taking Texas in 4.5 points. He's taking Oklahoma. And finally, we agree that Alabama is going to wipe the floor with LSU. I don't understand the LSU love with these lines. I don't know what I'm missing, folks. Help me help you realize what I am missing here on the show. All right, coming up next, we continue with March Mayhem. What is the matchup going to be today? This thing is catching fire, and it offers a very simple question with very simple answers, and it's coming your way next right here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy to be here with you on a hump day edition of the show. So this has been a lot of fun. Lonzo, I'm not sure if you've seen the results of this, but thank God common sense prevailed. I think we got quite a few retweets on this yesterday. And the more people that the poll was exposed to, the more the results seem to be realistic. But yesterday's March Mayhem matchup was the following. Out of the shredded region, it was the 2-seed Javon Kinlaw against the 3-seed Dabo Swinney. When the show ended, it was basically a coin flip, and Lonzo and I were fed up with all you Clemson homers. It was 52% for Javon Kinlaw and 48% for Dabo Swinney. As I said, evidently, those people getting home from work, we're honest, we appreciate it. The final vote, Javon Kinlaw, 81%. To Dabo Swinney, 19%. I've got a broken down car to sell you to the 19% that voted Dabo Swinney would win in a fight against Javon Kinlaw, but Javon Kinlaw moves on.
Yeah, so I'm still shocked by 19%. There's 19% of people who really believe
it was 48.
It
was 48 over 2.5 hours, and then thankfully last night, you know, I don't know what happened, man. I guess the sensible people got home from work and started voting in the poll. And there you go. It worked out. What is March Mayhem, ladies and gentlemen? It is very simple. It is a bracket where we ask you who wins in a fight among South Carolina sports figures. We have 4 regions, each with 4 people in it. We have the Never Missed a Meal region. We have the Shredded region. We have the Slender and Speedy region. And we have the Jailbirds region. Kind of self-explanatory. Some people have run a little bit afoul here and there. Thus far, the 3-seed Fridge has beaten 2-seed Will Muschamp in the Never Missed a Real Meal region. In the Shredded region, Jadeveon Clowney beat Trevor Lawrence. Javon Kinlaw beat Dabo Swinney. South Carolina 2-0 over Clemson, but let's be honest, those matchups weren't exactly fair. Slender and Speedy, T. Higgins, the 4-seed, upset Debo Samuel, the 1-seed. And in the Jailbirds region, 2-seed Ben Boulware was upset by 3-seed Steven Garcia, who got a kick out of this little topic. So here we go, Lonzo. And this matchup today, there's going to be a lot of listeners here that need an explanation.
I knew you were going to do this. No, there won't, because everybody knows who this is. And if you say you don't know who it is, then you're weird. You're weird like Mark Ryan. And
yeah, I don't.
You're
sounding like Forlornzo right now.
No, I'm not. I'm laughing my butt off because I knew what you were going to try to do in this. And you're going to try to sway.
What am I trying to do?
You're going to try to sway the vote away from. You go right ahead. It's your show. You go for it.
Well, wait a minute. What matchup am I picking, Lonzo?
If you are picking the one that was up on the rundown, unless you've changed it.
There wasn't a matchup that was up on the rundown.
Well, there was one highlighted. So, okay. All right. Fine.
Okay, the matchup that I'm picking is in the Never Missed a Meal region, Zion Williamson versus Paul White, the Big Show.
That's what I thought.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm picking. That's what I'm picking. Yeah. So I need an explanation on Paul White, the Big Show. This is a wrestler, right?
You don't need an explanation about the Big Show. Everyone knows who the Big Show is.
I need an explanation.
Except for Mark Ryan, who's pretending to not know who the Big Show is.
I don't know who he is.
If the Big Show knocked on your door, you would absolutely know who it is.
I swear to God, if you put 10 wrestlers in a lineup, I would have zero chance of telling you who that is.
Well, that's closed-mindedness and
well, no, it's
horrible.
It's called being a college graduate, Lonzo. Yeah. We move on from these things, you know.
That is so funny.
Some of us are playing golf at the age of 5. We move on from these things, but Lonzo,
yourself in that
category. Jokes aside, tell us about this matchup. I don't know who Zion Williamson is fighting. I imagine it's going to be a tough bout, and we invite you to vote right now. Via the phone lines and via our text line at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Very simple question. Who wins in a fight? From the Palmetto State, Zion Williamson or Paul White, something known as the Big Show. So, Lonzo, I need an explanation here, man. And I'm not trying to be wise. I really don't know who this is. I really don't know who this is.
I realized that I put him into the bracket because you needed some extra guys, and I put him in there because I knew he was from Aiken.
And I never would have thought of a guy that I don't know.
And I knew he was from Aiken. And I knew he was an athlete. He played basketball in college. I believe it was, I forget, Winthrop or someone like that. He played basketball in college and went on to become a wrestler. He's over 7 foot tall. When he came into wrestling, they act like he was Andre the Giant's son because he's about the same size. He is like 7 foot, and I think at his heaviest in his 400s. But now,
and you've told me he's 48 years old now.
Yeah,
right?
And he is slimmed down now. He's like in his 300s. He also has a Netflix series which is doing pretty well. And one time he went against Mayweather, and to make it look realistic, he let Mayweather punch him in the face as hard as he could.
Is it a white guy?
Yes.
That absolutely matters. Look at the results. Look at the results of this so far. Look at the results of who's won the fights thus far. It absolutely matters. Don't act like it doesn't matter. Zion Williamson is like 6'7", like 265, right?
Yeah.
What are the dimensions for Paul White, the Big Show?
This is proof that Mark didn't listen to anything I just said. I just gave his dimensions. He's like 7 foot and
well,
like
you said it changed. You said it changed a lot. You said he slimmed down a lot.
Slimmed down. He has like a 6-pack, 12-pack. It's more like kegs on him. But no, he's 7 foot and around 360 pounds, I believe.
7 foot 360, and he's 48 years old. And Zion is 6'7", 265, and he's 20. All right. So Paul White, the Big Show, has big size on Zion, but Zion has youth, speed, agility. Perhaps strength, I'm not so sure.
And the big show has his fist is like the size of your head. So, I mean, he's got a pretty big fist.
Nothing is that big, Lonzo.
He's got a pretty big fist.
Votes are coming in early and often. The Big Show has 3 votes thus far. Come on, folks. He's not going to beat Zion Williamson.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely
fight, is he?
Will. He's probably going to win this entire thing.
No way.
Yeah, because there are
no
because
way.
You are disparaging the audience, trying to make them look like
no, I'm disparaging like, you.
No. When you disparage me, you disparage the audience because you're disparaging anyone who's a wrestling fan as an adult, and
which
you're
is
making
nobody.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so
I'm looking up Paul White, and it's bringing up a Wikipedia of a
you spelled
of a multi-instrumentalist.
You spelled it wrong.
I'm going by your spelling on the page here.
No, I
Paul
did not
White.
Spell it that way. You did.
Okay, what's the spelling?
I believe it's W-I-G-H-T, I believe. If you just look up Big Show, you don't need to look up Paul White.
I'm not looking him up by his lame nickname. Are you kidding me? why do you want me to do that? All right. Looking up the Big Show here. Yeah, I'm seeing this guy. He's 48 years of age, and Zion is going to run circles around him. I've seen him before, Lonzo, but if you said who is the Big Show, I wouldn't be able to tell you it's this guy. But I have seen his face before. So the Big Show, he's 48 years old. Let's see if it does give us 7 feet tall, and it gives us 383 pounds. All right? 7 feet tall, 383 pounds. Zion versus the Big Show in the Never Missed a Meal region. Who wins in a fight, ladies and gentlemen? Very simple. Two guys, they're going to square off. Who wins? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. Text us your winner at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. I'll give you my official pick. Plus, amazing is a story of what got one woman kicked off the beach in Myrtle. I'll explain next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
As if a 48-year-old would beat Zion Williamson at anything. Are you kidding me? Zion Williamson big time over the Big Show, all right? Who is the slow show at age 48 years of age? From Aiken, South Carolina, all due respect, you're not beating the hottest athletes in the United States of America today at anything, the Big Show. And I am clearly in the minority because Zion isn't getting many votes here. Zion is not getting many votes at all. Texter says the Big Show wins that easily. At age 48, he wins that easily. Really? At age 48? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You're not going to believe what got one woman kicked off the beach at Myrtle Beach. I was looking at this today, and it boggled my mind, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me with this. A woman was kicked off of Myrtle Beach.
It's unsightly. She should have been kicked off.
No way. It was very sightly. How do you know? Did you see it?
It's everywhere. If you're talking about something that begins with a T, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I am. Myrtle Beach, there's a picture of this? I need to see this. Here we go.
Yes, there absolutely is a picture of that.
I need to see this because I just saw the story. I did not see the picture. Oh, this is very sightly. I don't know what you're talking about. My sight is improving as we're going along here. She was detained at Myrtle Beach for wearing a thong. Lonzo, are you kidding me? Are you the biggest goody two shows known to man? A woman should this she should
I'm
be kicked
off
for this.
Actually, goody three shows if we're counting. But anyway, I mean, if there are rules that say you can't
give me a break.
If there are
she
rules that
great.
Say you can't wear a thong, then you shouldn't wear a thong. Yeah, this from a single guy who doesn't have any kids and wouldn't have to explain to him why. That is the way that is.
Yeah, no, thongs are not inappropriate. They're not inappropriate at all.
They're inappropriate.
No,
around
not.
Children, yeah, for sure.
You know, there's beaches in Italy where you can go topless. And you're,
well,
you're
why aren't the you there right now?
Well, I don't have a way there right now, Lonzo. I don't have a way there. I've also been to some beaches in the Caribbean that were topless. I have been to those. Sometimes, why is it offensive to go the way God made you? Why is that offensive? And she didn't even do that. She's got a bikini bottom on, and she was kicked off the beach at Myrtle Beach. You know, it's unbelievable to me how, like, not wearing a mask is okay, but wearing a thong is not okay. One is not hurting anybody and is actually, you know, very appeasing to the eyes, and one is hurting everybody there. And you don't even have to do it.
If this girl was ugly, would you be defending her and her right to do that?
Absolutely not.
Of course not. Okay.
Absolutely not. I would not. But she's not ugly, and I have no issue with that. And Lonzo, for the most part, people who should not be wearing thongs are not wearing thongs. Nobody's asked to see you, Lonzo, in a Speedo, and so you're not rocking a Speedo. I would never even have a bet where the prize would be you have to wear a Speedo because everybody loses in that arrangement.
I don't
right?
believe anyone's asked to see you in a Speedo either, but you know, I could be wrong.
Yeah, it is true, Lonzo, that I've never heard of the Big Show. Lonzo's tweeting at me right now. He says Mark is dissing the Big Show like he's never heard of him. No, I haven't heard of him. Supposedly college grads don't watch wrestling. Watch what you want, like what you want. Don't be a Mark. Please, Nueve, Rob Brownshore, Fat Boy. Help me help Mark meet him. Listen, the Big Show would like to meet me. I don't really care about meeting him. I'm open to any of the above. I really, really am. Can you believe a woman was kicked off of Myrtle Beach and arrested, detained for wearing a thong bikini, but not wearing a mask is okay? Unfreaking believable. All right. The poll is up on ESPN Upstate, folks. Who wins in a fight, Zion Williamson or The Big Show? We'll see how this goes. We'll see how it fares. The top five at five is coming your way next, right here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.